I think it's interesting that you begin and end with that Christina Rossetti poem, The Rose. I mean, the last track is purely instrumental, but it's not a poem that I generally think of as a Christmassy poem or even a wintry poem, and I'm wondering why you began with that, if there's any special reasoning behind it.
I think it was more just of a musical consideration that we like to start out the album in that with that sort of mood, you know. But and it has kind of a driving accompaniment that so we just right. felt like a good way to start out. But there's no like sort of symbolic reason behind it.
I was reading a little bit too much into it, perhaps.
No.
Oh, that's okay. Well, let's talk about winter in general. I mean, you grew up in Norway. I assume that they have some pretty strong winters there.
Yes, it's definitely a little bit colder than in New York for the most part. I'm from the south of Norway, or the southeast, near Oslo, the capital. So it's not the coldest place in Norway, but it's definitely more chilly and more snowy than generally it is in New York where I live now.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about what sparked your interest in music to begin with? I know you came to New York in 2001 to attend Juilliard, but before that, what was your musical life like before you came to the States?
I kind of grew up with a lot of music in our house. My dad is a good amateur saxophonist, and he just loved music and would play a lot of different kinds of music, from very kind of eclectic, from anything from classical to jazz and pop, and you know, from Beatles to Sting to or to choral. So I kind of gravitated especially to choral music, I think, for some reason, and also piano stuff, because that's always been my instrument. And I started playing the piano when I was very little. My grandmother gave us a piano when I was one, I think, and I started to play around when I was five, maybe, and just started, I don't know where it came from, but I just started improvising kind of right away, and eventually started composing when I was very little.
Did you write songs, or were you a singer at all? Did you enjoy singing?
Not really a singer. I was a decent choral singer, choral tenor, but I didn't sing in choir until high school. We had to sing in choir because I went to a music high school in Norway. And I loved singing in choirs, but I've never been like a great singer or anything. It's always been a piano, gravitated towards the piano.
Yeah. Well, you talk about piano improv. I know you released an album a few years ago of piano improvisations. Does the improvising aesthetic, which I know is important to your playing as a pianist, does that feed into your composing as well? Do you have a sense of improvisation when you're creating it? Is it intuitive, or do you structure things out from the beginning?
Yes, definitely. That's a good question. It's very my composing approach is very intuitive, I would definitely say. It's sort of improv based in a way that it usually starts with me just improvising on the keyboard or the piano, and just, you know, things sort of start to come out of that, and so it's not usually a kind of a more intellectual method or sort of preconceived ideas. It's usually comes out of improv. So that's always been sort of what I love to do, and just kind of listen to whatever comes out of my fingers.
Yeah. Well, when you're working with material that's, you know, pre-existing, like you do with this CD, you've got some traditional Christmas carols here, and you're doing your own arrangements of them. Are you still kind of improvising a little bit around that, creating those harmonies, or is that lends you a little bit more structure to go with?
Yeah, that's a little bit different because, like you say, it's already the tune is already written, and it's usually, you know, repeating the same melody several times. In that case, it's a little bit more. It's still, I'm, you know, trying out things all the time, but some of them I never actually sat by the piano when I did those Christmas Carol arrangements. I pretty much wrote them straight into Sibelius, the software that I use for notation, and just so that came sort of more straight from my head in a way, and just sort of trying to do things that haven't been done in exactly that way before, because there's so many existing like wonderful arrangements of all of those the same, you know, very famous Christmas carols. So so that approach is definitely a little different because it's based around something that's already there and well known in people's ears.
Yeah, well, people may not realize that composers these days aren't just sitting at a table with pen and paper. There's a lot of computer stuff going on as well.
Exactly. Yeah, I haven't written in a score with a pencil since I was in college, I think, my first year of college. I love doing that, but it's just so practical to use the computer now and to write the scores on a computer. But I also compose a lot in software called Logic, where I can kind of record my ideas and with different sounds and stuff like that. So that's also a very, very helpful tool.
Sort of a sandbox for you to work in.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you touched on this briefly, but you said you gravitated toward choral music, and I'm wondering, you know, that seems to be what you're most associated with, choral music and these beautiful harmonies and exploring the human voice. I mean, can you put into words what your attraction is to that and why you keep coming back to the choral repertoire?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure. I just always just love choral music and piano music. It's been sort of the two main areas of that I love to work in, and I often kind of combine them as well. But it's just the combination of human voices that really, really speaks to me. This very organic sort of heartfelt sound that's always touched me. But I can't really explain it better. It's just I always just gravitated towards that.
Yeah. Do any of these songs have any kind of a personal significance for you? I mean, looking over it, I see, you know, some really well-known Christmas carols. And I'm wondering, maybe, you know, what was Christmas like in Norway compared to how it is here? Is any of that, I guess, for lack of a better word, nostalgia, find its way into the music on this album?
I think Christmas is pretty similar in Norway as it is here. But I think, like, especially the Christmas Carol arrangements that are on this album are very meaningful to me because I grew up with them as a kid. My dad bought a CD player when I was little. That was sort of when CDs became kind of took over for cassettes and LPs at that time. And one of the first albums he bought was a King's Carols from King's College, Cambridge, and with the old, like, wonderful Sir David Wilcox arrangements and stuff like that. And I just loved those when I was a kid, and I still do. So that's, you know, all of those carols that are on my album were also on that one. And so those are really special to me. And so in a way, that those remind me of Christmas back in Norway a lot.
Yeah. Looking at your website, I saw the video for Home, which I thought was interesting because if I look at the CD and I see Home, I'm wondering, is Home about, you know, Norway, or is it about New York? But the video is all winter scenes in New York City. So do you consider that your home?
I do now, yeah. I mean, Norway will always be, you know, my home in a different way, but and that's, you know, that's where I'm from, and where that kind of shaped me. But yeah, I moved to New York in 2001, so I've been here for quite a while now, and I just immediately felt really at home here, and realized that this is where I wanted to be, or in America in general, and that. So, and it's a different kind of home, but this is where I belong, you know. So, yeah. So yeah, it was great that they put together that video with images from New York, because it's that, you know, this place is so important to me.
Yeah, and they can have some pretty strong winters too.
That is true. Not quite as cold usually, but it can get kind of bitter sometimes.
Yeah. Is there a, I wanted to ask you this because I don't really know, is there a Norwegian choral tradition as far as the classical music goes?
Yeah, there's a lot of great choirs in Norway, absolutely. All of Scandinavia has had a strong choral tradition. So yeah, there's some wonderful choirs such as the Norwegian soloist choir in Oslo, for example, is one of the most wonderful choirs in the world, and yeah, it's very very strong tradition, and some of it was brought to America as well with you know, Norwegian immigrants back in the day to, you know, the Midwest, and yeah, so it's a lot of great activity over there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely worth exploring. Mm. Before we go, tell us a little bit about the performers on here. You're playing the piano, but there's also, of course, a chorus and strings.
Yeah, so the choir is the choir of Royal Holloway. Royal Holloway is a university in right in London, or right outside London, which is, I think it's part of the University of London. But it's a wonderful, wonderful college choir. One of the best college choirs in the UK, I think, and conducted by Rupert Gough. And they were I just really liked their sound. It's very, very fresh and sort of young, but it has a lot of maturity and very sensitive sound, which I really liked. And the strings are a group of 12 string players called 12 Ensemble, which are they don't have a conductor, so it's very very intimate, like they work really well together, and so that combination was awesome. And we recorded Decca Classic is you know, a British label, so we often tended to record over there. So we recorded it in London this past spring, and it was very. I've never worked with this choir before, so that was a really awesome experience.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful music, and it's so nice to have a composer who writes so beautifully for chorus.
Oh, thank you so much! I really appreciate it.
The album is Winter Songs from Decca Classics, and people can explore you and your artistry at your website. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, my website is simply my name, olayelo.com.
And we want to spell that for folks.
Right, that's a good idea. It's olageielo.com.
Great. Olayelo, thanks so much for talking to us, and congratulations on Winter Songs. I look forward to sharing it with our listeners.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.